لا الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. First of all, we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whose power and majesty we are existing, and we continue to exist. And out of His mercy, He has created us as human beings. And then He has sent guidance, hidayat, for our well-being and salvation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, said to the nearest meaning, to one of his companions, that, O my son, live in this world as a traveler rests during his journey under a tree for a short while, and then he continues. I heard from a brother that who said that in our days it is difficult to understand the shade of the tree and the resting concept. In our modern times, it is very similar to when we traveled during our journeys from here to different destinations on motorways, and there are rest houses and service stations on the motorway. And every person traveling on the motorway, no matter which religion they follow, they're educated or not, they understand that we are in a journey. For example, we're going to London, and obviously they need to go to toilet. If there's a need, they need to answer the call of nature. If they're hungry, they cannot continue driving. If they are tired and feel sleepy, again it is dangerous. If there is not enough fuel in the vehicle, again it's not possible. If there is some other kind of fault in the vehicle still. So there are so many scenarios, and most people, they understand these things and they stop on a 3-4 hour journey, 5 hour journey on a service station.
And there they fulfill their need. Some people they go to toilet immediately. Some people they go and have some food and eat. Some people buy a drink. Some people they put petrol or diesel or fuel in their vehicles. Some people rest for 15-20 minutes, etc., etc. But every one of them, they know that it is not our destination. When they are in the toilet, they have in their mind their destination, where they are going. When they are eating in restaurant or playing a game there at the service station, still they are occupied with a major dominating thought that they have to go to London somewhere, is a marriage or on an interview or a job or to visit relations, etc. That is dominating thought for them. So everyone, they do all different kind of things. Children play games, people go to toilet, they eat, people rest, they sleep for a while. Everyone does different things, whatever they need. And then soon, after 20 or half an hour, 1 hour, they continue their journey. That is the concept which Prophet ﷺ is conveying to the people of his time, because at that time there were no cars and there were no service stations as such. In those times, people used to travel by foot on camels and horses, and they used to rest under the shade of the trees in the hot weather. And if there was any rest house, it was also under a shade where people would rest and give their camels and horses some food and rest. Now our nature of our journey into this earth is also somehow similar to it. We are not on a destination. We are in a journey. Our journey begins from the alami arwah, the world of souls and the spiritual world, which everyone, no one can deny that they are born, and before they were born they were somewhere else. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also sent me and you to prepare and then continue our journey to our destination. But the difference is that our destination is not fixed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us choice that this is the service station, this is the rest house. It is up to you. Destination is either hell or either paradise. It is your choice what you do in this service station. But we are required that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave instructions. Yes, we should fulfill our needs and live in this world. Like people who are service station, I said they eat food, they drink, they rest, they enjoy for a little while. So yes, we have to fulfill our needs, we have to fulfill our hunger and thirst, we have to clothe ourselves, we have to live somewhere. So they are all our needs. We have to sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given instruction, yes, you do these things. Yes, you do these things, but do not forget that this is not your destination and end. You are in a service station, you are temporarily here. So people who are wise, they take the fuel and go forward. And people who are unwise, for example, if someone goes and they like the restaurant so much that they are fascinated with, and the court, for example, in which they are, it just leaves them. They are left astray there. Or someone who are supposed to put fuel in their vehicle, they don't. They are just eating and drinking. Also, eating and drinking is not a bad thing. And if someone says to them that, brother, you should put some fuel, your fuel is, tank is nearly empty. And he says that we also have to eat and drink. We also have to sleep. I want some rest. I want to go to Thailand. So it will be said to them that yes, you give priority to everything, but according to your needs. And if they don't put petrol or fuel in their vehicle and they're not, and they're fascinated there, and they carry on their journey, they will be in trouble. They will face problems, and unfortunately, when you leave this world, like in the motorway, you can call someone for assistance. Once you leave this world, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is mentioned that when the people of hell will call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. Now, your time is up. No amal you can do. No good deed you can practice. One of the saintly person who met another saintly person, another righteous man, the Wali of Allah, and he said in the dreams to that person that, what are you doing? What has happened to you after death? He said, I prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while I was alive that, O Allah, if you have given anyone opportunity to do zikr and prayer and worship after death, and I like prayers, salah so much, and I like zikr so much, please give me the opportunity after death to remember you and spend time in salah. I don't want to be lying there unconscious until the day of judgment. So he said, I used to say these prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed and entertained my request. And after my death, that I have been in continuous worship of almost 500 years now has passed. So this person was seeing in the dream, he lived 500 years after. And this wali was 500 years before passed away. So he said, how fascinating it is that you are worshipping and you are praying still there in the Alam-e Barzakh and in the world of hereafter. He said, this wali who has died, he says to the person who is still living, he says, my friend, can you exchange one subhanallah with my 500 years worship? I am happily willing to exchange the reward of 500 years worship with your saying one subhanallah while you are living. He said, how is it possible? What will you get? He said, when we come into this world where I am now, here even 100,000 years worship is not equal to saying one subhanallah before that. It is so valuable where you are. That is why Rasulullah ﷺ also said that the people of paradise who will enter paradise, they will not have regret over anything except the time lapses in which they did not remember Allah or they were not conscious of Allah. So there will be only Allah, Salihin, pious and righteous people. But when they will see that what difference the zikr and the worship has made to other people in paradise, they will obviously regret. So that is why they said that to some people, it will not be allowed to go to the higher stages of paradise to visit other people, so that they do not become sad when they will look at the other paradise, dusri jo jannate. And the difference, why will be the difference? The difference all will be based on the zikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person said that I give you 500 years worship, the reward of it, you give me of one thing, just say one subhanallah and pass me that reward. So this is how valuable mine and your time is at the moment. But when that time will expire, there is no value for it. When a person is in exam, if you answer a question 70% right, it is valuable. After the exam, when you have the paper and you come home and you write a very outstanding answer on the piece of paper, and then take back to the teacher or the colleague, say, look how good answer I have written. It is necessary, it's no value now. Although it is good, although it is very, very elaborated, but it has no value. In the exam time, if you would have written half of it, it would have affected your result and the outcome of it, but now it is not. So that is what Prophet ﷺ said to one of his companions. He said, the son, that live your life as a traveler lives in a journey and rests under the shade of the tree. And worldly, we understand very much, we will consider that person a fool, that who begins to start to live in the service station and say, it's very good, I don't have to pay rent there, I'm just resting, and here and there. Everyone will say that this person has lost his mind and he's become imbalanced or something. But more foolish, 100 times more foolish, is that person who loses this chance, who builds houses and palaces here while disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgetting his obligations to Allah and his messenger. If he forgets, that 1,000 times this person is foolish. Because a person who is doing this on service station, someone might come, the government might help him, someone else might, he still has a chance, he will survive. He will beg and survive. But this person who loses this chance after death, he will never get that chance again. One of the saintly persons said that in this world, it is possible that a person, if he does not have job, if he does not have business, it is possible to survive and to live. Many people, you can beg and you can request someone. Beggars live in poor countries, they live and you can survive, get food. He said that in the hereafter, in fire of hell, or in the world hereafter, even you cannot do this even. In this world, there is one priority at least, that no matter a person has lost everything, he can beg and he can get food in him. But in hell, person will beg. It comes in Surah Al-A'raf, that the people of hell will say that to the people of paradise and people of Araf, that grant us and give us some food and water to eat and drink. But they will be disallowed. They will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this haram and disallowed actually for you to take even one drop of water. But there, now you have alhamdulillah every chance, but because you have chance, it seems quite a long respite and chance for you, 40, 50 years, you are not well-being. And I also mentioned to you that never think that you will be pious, righteous, just wishful thinking and not taking any practical precautions and steps. I mentioned to you the Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying to some of you brothers, that Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will, because many people will be going into the fire of hell, many people and descendants of Hazrat Adam will be going into the fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, ke ay Adam, ke in mein se log jitne bhi jahannam mein ja rahe hain, that these people, all people who are going to be sent in fire of hell, I would not send any one of them in the fire of hell. Main kisi ko bhi jahannam mein na phenkta. I will not send and throw any one of them in the fire of hell if in my knowledge it was not such that I know for sure and in my knowledge that if I send them back and return them back to the worldly life and give them second chance, they will become more evil and they will become more sinners and more big disbelievers. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that I know about them, these people who are going to be sent in fire of hell, they are not that na'uzu billah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unfair to them, that millions and millions and billions and trillions and zillions appear and they will be punished, that these poor people, they did not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that look, these people who are going to be due to their sin, or in my knowledge it is already, that information is, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is complete. If I send them after seeing the hell with their own eyes, angels with their own eyes, paradise with their own eyes, everything with their own eyes, their resurrection, their life after death with their own eyes, if they have seen everything, if I send them back, they will return to their previous deeds. They are not going to change. Only those people I am going to send into fire of hell. So if I go to the fire of hell, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and have mercy on us, I should know that I am not simple person that I going to, I did not know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge, this such thing is, that if He says to a person, Bashir, okay, I give you another chance, go back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this person, I am going to do more bad things when I come back. Yes, for 1 year or so, I will be remembering, oh, I was there and I was here and there. And then, again, I will come to my old ways and become more worse rather. Does the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say the human being does not, does the human does not see that they were nothing and I created them? So already the witness is there that you and me were not there and Allah has sent us and given us chance. You and me do not know if it's our 99th chance or first chance. You and me, we have an information, we think because we are conscious now and it is first time. But we do not know it is our fifth or sixth or eighth chance. It is our 10th chance or 100th chance, because this is the first and the last chance. So that is what Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala said. Hazrat Ayah, this is a very thoughtful saying of his. And many people have this conjecture that somehow if something happens to them that they will become pious or righteous and things like this. No, if a person is to become obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or repent, he will come to his door before death and now and not after. So that is why then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam will be satisfied that these people which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if I had wished like a father, if his son is being punished, he will feel for it. And he would say that, oh, if they give us the son more chance, because Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is father to all the descendants, so he will have this for the, oh, my generation, my descendants, ye meri ulad hai. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will satisfy Hazrat Adam that these people are such. If you are thinking I shall give them another chance, you are wrong. They are going to do the same things, even more worse. Allah, that is mentioned in the book. Imam Ibn Kasir, rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned they will hurt worse. So I will say to you that many people like this notion. They also think that if they had lived in the time of, let's say, 6-8 centuries back or 9-10 centuries back, in a time when a certain saintly person was living, and then I would have this opportunity and then I would do this and that, etc., etc. And I mentioned to you the name of Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani, rahmahullah, who was a great scholar and a wali of his time, who had this opportunity to be trained. His teachers of hadith were numerous, but only his teachers of tasawwuf and purification, his spiritual teachers, who who he time to time after one of the others he went to different, they were all hundred. To ye ek aise buzurg the, he was such a bali that let aside how many teachers of hadith you had, 200 or 100 or teachers of tafsir or teachers of fiqh, only teachers of two decades of his life when he traveled and he stayed in their company of awliyaullah of the time of from which they were highest ranking awliyaullah as well, and other mashayikh as well, Qutbul, the people of Taqween and the people of Tasarruf, different kinds of awliyaullah. So he said, I held the strong handle of the door of the people of truth, and it was 100 people almost I had the blessed, this blessing, this great opportunity to be in company. Now me and you cannot do that because we are too lazy to actually travel here and there. And but he did. But for us, especially in our Tariqa Muhammadiyah, he is one of the mashayikh, also was on Tariqa Shukr. He had written in this Arabic book of his, Al-Bahrul Mawrood fil Mawathiq wal Uhud. He has written that after my times, they will come people and they will think, how are the awliyaullah, what are they, what do they do, etc., etc. Or they can be wrong. So whatever these hundred valis and hundred mashayikh, whatever training or ba'at when he did, and or covenant or promises they made him do, if he came to one of them, they will say, make this ahad, make this promise covenant with us that you will do such and such. So some did 7, some with some 3, some 10, some 15 with some different. So one can get a glance of that, what real awliyaullah and Sufiya are, or what do they do? Or if you had the opportunity to travel back in time, what would they say to you? So he has gathered all of these, not all of these, but most of these in this book. And almost there are nearly 370 or to 400 ahud, or the covenants or the promises which he made, and he abided by them, and that is more, and some of them more as well. So they took ahad, and ahad of walis and awliyaullah is not like we promise each other, or actually it is when the a murid or a seeker promises, and a person like Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani, his name is alive, his teachings are alive, is that each of the ahad he took, he was bound by it and he fulfilled it up to his lifetime. So for barakah and blessing, I will mention the first of his ahad which he has mentioned. And there are countless teachings of his, but we will benefit ourselves from some of it time to time. And as I said, that in our tariqa there are 40 yahuds only, but they are taken at a certain time from person 1 or 3 or 4, and 40 are in there. So these are to give you, keep you on truthful path. You are not confused. No one can lead you astray that these awliyaullah are this and balis are this and Islam is that and the tasawwuf is this. And you can look into the mind of the 100 awliyaullah. And Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani, as I said to you, he was a great wali. Wo khud bhi ek bahut bade wali the apne waqt ke. To sabse pehla ahad, the first ahad, I will translate it for you as well and comment on it if there is a need. Unhone farmaya ki hum se ahad liya gaya, a covenant, a promise was taken from us. First thing he mentioned, first thing. That's what I am going to mention to you. The first thing, a part of the first thing. Dusre 370 promise covenants which he took are separate. And this book is actually a commentary in of another book of his, which is called Al-Ahudul Muhammadiyya, the Muhammadian covenant, as I said, Tariqa Muhammadiyya. And this book is actually a commentary of that book. But in that book, Al-Ahudul Muhammadiyya, he has mentioned the promises, covenants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his ummah. He has mentioned the teaching of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a certain way. And by writing a commentary on his own book, this book is itself, you can see, a big book. So he said that the mashayikh also take the covenants, and I will write those promises and those covenants which Awliya Allah has taken. Jo Awliya Allah ne, Imam Abdul Baha farma rahe hain, mujhse ahd liye apne apne zamane ke, maine 100 waliyon ki sohbat uthai aur un 100 ne mujhse ahd liye. Unse taqreeban 400 ahd hain aur unka sabse pehla ahd aapse bayan karta hu. To Urdu mein bhi sune, English mein bhi sune. To farmaya ke humse ahd liya gaya. Imagine the first one, how important will be the first one. There are more than 370, and how important will be the first one? This means that others will be based on it. If that's not there, nothing is here. All others are in vain, and the person will not benefit. Farmaya ke humse ahd liya gaya hai, covenant has been taken from us. If he means from him, by his mashayikh, by his teacher, spiritual teacher. کیا کہ ہم فضل خداوندی سے اس کے پورا ہونے کی امید کرتے ہیں that I hope from the mercy of Allah that I will be able to fulfill it. کہ ہم اپنے پاس بیٹھنے والے ہر مسلمان سے اپنے آپ کو کم سمجھیں. That we consider and believe ourselves to be lower than every Muslim sitting in our company. No matter where you are. In the mosque, in the market, in the daras, or wherever you are. That the first ahad is, promise is, covenant is, that every person who is sitting with you, Muslim, that you should consider, I should consider, I myself, that with Allah, my status is the lowest. And then he comments on it, اگر چاہے وہ مسلمان بدحالی میں کیسا ہی انتہا کو پہنچ گیا ہو. No matter to which stage of sin that person has reached. وہ زنا کرتا ہے, وہ شراب پیتا ہے, وہ قتل کرتا ہے, he commits zina, he drinks alcohol. But for you it is not an excuse to consider yourself higher than him. اب دیکھیں یہ پہلا ہے, this is the first one, this is the door of ولایت. I also have mentioned, without naming Imam Abdul Wahhab Shahrani رحمت اللہ علیہ, I mentioned few years back that this is the door. Even before I coming to high dimension to you one day, that this is the door of all doors. مگر ہم اپنے نفس کو اس سے کم ہی سمجھیں. That we should consider ourselves, our nafs, lowly than theirs. There was one person who was supposed to be a wali, and another person came to seek some knowledge or some purification and some fares from him. And this person did not have beard who came. And he said, the wali said, the person who he came, the scholar who he came to, had instructed his students that if someone has beard, doesn't have beard, do not let them come in. So he went there, and the student said that you are not allowed in. The teacher does not say, has said you should not. He said, okay, that's up to you, but go and say to your teacher that do you hate the sin or the sinner? تو فرمایا کہ داڑھی منڈا شخص چلا گیا, کسی بزرگ نے ملنے نہ دیا اس کو, اس کے مریض نے. تو انہوں نے فرمایا کہ اس سے جا کے پوچھو, وہ شخص جو داڑھی جس کی نہیں تھی, کہ بھئی تم گناہ سے نفرت کرتے ہو یا گناہ گار سے. تو وین دس پرسن وینٹ ان اینڈ ہی سیڈ دس, دیٹ پرسن واز سرپرائز ایز ویل, بیکاز ہی واز انڈر ٹریننگ ہم سیلف, اور ہی ہیڈ supposed to be a teacher, but he was not at the higher level. So when he heard this, immediately his eyes opened. He said, yes, how wrong I am. He said, yes, call him. I have learned from this person. He is my sheikh rather than I am going to learn he is going to learn anything from me. فرمایا کہ ہم اپنے نفس و کام تمام سلف صالحین کا یہی مذاق تھا. امام عبد الوہاب سے در آل دی پریویس اولیاء اللہ, ہی لیوڈ ان نائنتھ سینچری, ہی سیڈ آل دا سلف صالحین, دا پریویس پیپل پاس, صحابہ کمپینینز, تابعین, ائمہ, امام ابو حنیفہ, امام شافعی, امام احمد بن حنبل, اینڈ دا پریویس پیپل, دیٹ از all of them, they considered like this. They were on this path. They considered themselves as such. They believed themselves as such. And when they sat in a majlis with someone, they never saw themselves higher. No matter which stage they were. And this was the, he said, mentioned some of the name, Hazrat Wahab bin Munabbe, Hazrat Umar bin Abdulaziz, Imam Hassan Basri, Imam Safiyan Suri, Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayyad, Ahmad bin Bajid, Rahmatullah Alayhim, Ajma'in. He said that all these people were on this path and this ahad and they considered. He said, he has said, tamam salaf salihin, all of them. This meaning that there is no access for the person who want to boast or who want to supersede other, because then he is really far from servitude. He considers someone else, he considers himself better than someone else. How is he going to fulfill the right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of abdiya and humbleness? Because he considered himself, his nafs, yet a high and made it God, uski hawa. Wahab bin Munabbe اور عمر بن عبدالعزیز تو یہ فرمایا کرتے تھے. He said that عمر بن عبدالعزیز, who was the righteous caliph, and Wahab bin Munabbe, a great scholar, well, he said they both awliya Allah, and عمر بن عبدالعزیز was a tabi, he was abi as well. یہ فرمایا کرتے تھے, they used to say, بندہ اس وقت تک متواضع نہیں ہو سکتا جب تک وہ اپنے گھر سے نکل کر لوٹنے تک کسی کو اپنے سے کم نہ سمجھے. They said that person cannot attain the nearness of Allah and the state or the status and the station of humbleness, ajzi, humbleness, until that when he comes out from his door, wo apne ghar se nikal kar lautne to kisi ko bhi apne se kam na samjhe, until he returns back during his trip in the market or working, that he should not consider, he does not consider anyone lowly. If he considers so, he has seen the first people doing sin. As I said, that we, Islam has not taught us to hate the sinners, but hate the sin. And Amr bin Bajid, rahmatullah alayhi, farmaya karte the, banda ki taraf abdiyat ka koi darja us waqt tak mansoob nahi ho sakta jab tak wo apne tamam taat ko riya aur tamam halat aur kafiyat ko jhoote daave na samjhe. He says that a person cannot be considered to have attained any spiritual status, abdiyat, any spiritual status, until that he considers his amal, his namaz, his zikr to be riya, be showing off. When he looks at his amal, it appears to him that it is wo riya hai. It's ostentation, it is a show. And tamam halat o kafiyat ko jhoote daave na samjhe. And all other addressing spiritual visions and other things which are attributed to him, he consider that these are just false. This is a deception for me. This is a test for me. And I should be alert. Aur maine Sayyidi Ali Khawas se suna, and here Imam Wahab Sharani said, that I heard from my Shaykh, Sayyid Ali Khawas. Sayyid Ali Khawas is such person that he was ummi like Shaykh Abdulaziz Dabbar rahmatullah alayhi. So from 100, he is the one ummi. And he, Imam Abdul Wahab, preferred him more than other his mashayikh. He liked him more. And he spent more time with him. So from Ayatollah, he says that I heard from my ummi Shaykh, Sayyidi Ali Khawas rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Abdul Wahab was a great scholar, a man of knowledge, a man of spirituality. But his Shaykh, Sayyid Ali Khawas, was an illiterate, meaning that he was not a man of outward esoteric knowledge, and he did not go to madrasa and things like this. So he says that maine Sayyidi Ali Khawas, I heard from my this ummi sheikh, wo farmate the ke takabbur aur raunat walon mein se jo koi us baat mein shak kare ki uska nafs uske paas baithne wale se kamtar hai, usko chahiye ki apni in tamam lawshon aur gunahon ko jo utni umar mein use saza hui hai apne nafs ke samne pesh kare. That he said that if someone doubts that he might be better than the people who are sitting with him, because there are certain sins they are doing, ki uska nafs uske paas baithne wale se kam tar hai, to usko chahiye ki apni tamam lagshon aur gunahon ko jo itni umar mein usse sazad hui hai apne nafs ke samne. That he said, Hazrat my sheikh said Ali Khawas, that he should present all his sins in front of him. He should refresh all his life and the sins which he has done in front of him. If this doubt comes, oh, that person, I am better than that person. This person should recall all those acts of when he was violated the Sharia and has committed the sins in the loneliness when no one was looking at him, which Allah has hidden, and then Sattari on his sin. And in openness, and how many times he slept, not for waking up for prayers intentionally. And he said, all his sins he should present in front of his nafs. Phir un naqais se muqabla kare jo uske paas baithne wale ke andar hain, uske ilm mein hain. To ghalib ye hai ki apne gunahon ko paas baithne wale ke naqais maloom se zyada yaqeenan payega. Kyunki aksar yahi qaida hai ki insaan apne nafs ke naqais zyada. He says that now you know your own sins, you have presented to yourself. And then whatever bad things you know about the other person, present it to yourself. He said, it's not possible that you have more knowledge about the other person than yourself. You will know that this person at that time, at the one day he did miss prayer or he committed some sin. Maybe 10, 15, 20 sins, 30 sins you know about him, for sure, which you have seen. Which is not. But when you present your own, there will be lines and lines, abundance of them. So the logic and common sense is, why are you attributing betterment and high status to yourself? So that's what Ali Khawas rahmatullah alayhi said. Bas ab kya haq hai? What right he does have now? Ki apne aap ko usse afzal samjhe. What right does he have now? Then the thing on which status is based or status is lowered, it is present more than the other person than in you. For sure you know your sin, and whatever you only know few about the other. So if you even compare that, then think like this. And he said, then what right does this person have? Ki aapne aap ko usse afzal samjhe. Aur baad logon ko jab dusron ke gunahon ka puri tarah ilm nahi hota, to ye khayal kar liya karte hain uske gunah bhi bahut hain, agar chahe main ye nahi janta. And he said, some people, if someone says, Hazrat Ali Khawas, because he was ummi and he was mentioning some people's doubt, that they say that maybe some people say that we don't know all the sins of this person, but we think he will have more sins than us if he also presents it to himself. And then Hazrat Ali Khawas answers this. He said, to ye khayal kar liya karte hain ki uske gunah bhi bahut hain, agar chahe kisi shakhs ko ye jaiz nahi, this sharia does not allow for anyone ke sirf gaman aur takhmeen se apne paas baithne wale ko kasrat e maasi mein apne nafs par qiyas kare. That it is not allowed in sharia that based on conjecture and thought that you hold anyone sinful. This is a sin itself. If you don't have a daleel and if you're not seen and just saying that this person, I think he should be more sinful than me, it's just my thought. And this is shaitanic thought. So he answered this. But he should say, aur dil dil mein yu kahe ki aise shakhs se ye baat baid hai ki khuda ne usko un gunahon se irtikab se mahfooz rakha hoga jo mujh se zard hue, isliye ki ye badgumani hai. اگر فرض بھی کر لیا جائے کسی دوسرے کا ایوب اپنے ایوب سے زیادہ معلوم ہے تب بھی اس کو لائق یہی ہے کہ دوسروں کے عیب کی نظر کرنا چھوڑ دے. سیز دیٹ اف وی فار ا ٹائم بینگ وی اسیوم دیٹ ادر پرسن ہیز مور سینز سو ہی از گوئنگ ان ڈیپتھ ناؤ حضرت علی خواص رحمۃ اللہ علیہ دیٹ وین بیکاز دا نفس کمز ود سچ ایکسکیوزز دین سو ہی از آنسرنگ دم. سو ہی سیز دیٹ اف وی فار دا ٹائم بینگ بلیو دیٹ سم ون ہیز مور سینز دین یو تب بھی اس کو لائق یہی ہے کہ دوسرے کے ایبو میں نظر کرنا چھوڑ دے. ایون دین اٹ سوٹس یو دیٹ یو ڈو ناٹ لک ایٹ دی فالٹس اینڈ سینز آف ادرس. وہ اپنے گناہوں کی وجہ سے خوف خدا میں مشغول ہو اینڈ بی اے فیئر اللہ ڈیو ٹو یور اون سینز اگرچہ وہ دوسروں کے گناہوں سے شمار میں کمی ہو مے بی دے آر لیس دین دی ادرس. ایون کیوں دا ریزن ہی مینشن ناؤ دا ریزن سو ہی آرگیوز آل دیز پوائنٹس اینڈ دین ہی مینشن دا ریزن دیٹ اف فار دا ٹائم بینگ وی کنسیڈر وی ایزیوم یس دا ادر پرسن ہیز 1000 آئی ہیو 500 ہی سیڈ اوکے دین آئی بلیو یو یو نو مور دین دا ادر پرسن ہمسیلف یو تھنک دیز 1000 ہی ہیز 1000 سینس یو ہیو 500 دیر آر 500 ڈیفیکٹس اینڈ بیڈ تھنگ ان یو اینڈ ادر پرسن ہیو 1000 ایون دین ہی سیز that you should not look at his defects. Why? He says, کیونکہ ہر متعلق کے لیے اپنے گناہوں کی وجہ سے اہتمام کے ساتھ خوف خدا کو دل میں جگہ دینا دوسرے کے گناہوں میں شمار کرنے کی فکر پڑنے سے زیادہ بہتر ہے. He says that, yes, he has 1000, but you are not going to be questioned about his 1000 sins. You are responsible for your own amal, even though there are 500, there are 10, maybe on that 500, any such sin is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes you. And this person who has 1000, maybe he has repented, or Allah, he repents in the future. He said, moreover, after all, finish the argument, that you are not going to be asked about his sin. If he has done something bad, lonely, wherever he was, you are not going to be punished for that. You are going to be punished for. So your 500 are still more for you. خصوصاً especially جبکہ یہ بھی خبر نہیں کہ حق تعالیٰ کس بات پر محضر ہے. When Imam Ali Khawas says, especially when even you do not know that on which thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. There can be one thing which you are punished, which you never considered. It is said, one of the book I have written, one person said, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that he was stopped from going to paradise because he had not returned a pen from someone which he borrowed. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to catch anyone, anyone wants to be caught, do what the writer, there's such thing which one can be caught. So he says, especially when you do not know on which things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, which things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. So, ممکن ہے کہ خدا اس کو معاف کر دے اور تم سے معاہدہ کرے. اٹ از پاسبل دیٹ اللہ ول ہیو مرسی آن ہم اینڈ ہی ول بی فار گیون اینڈ ہی ول بی پنشڈ لائک دی طوائف دی پرسٹیٹیوٹ آف بنی اسرائیل ہو جسٹ فیڈ ہی واز سنفل بٹ شی گیو سم واٹر ٹو ڈرنک ٹو اے ڈاگ اللہ سبحانہ فار گیون سو ہی ہیڈ مین سین اینی ون فرام ادر پیپل ہو آر لیونگ ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم دے مسٹ ہیو پوائنٹ او شی از ویری بیڈ Oh, she is this and that. And they considered themselves better than her. She was a Muslim, but she was bad. But Imam Ali Khawas, what he is saying, or Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani about this covenant proves to be right, because many people who consider that prostitute to be bad, maybe they would have gone into a fire of hell, be punished, and she was just forgiven because of something she has done. And then Sayyid Ali Khawas says, اور اس سے بھی ترقی کر کے ہم یوں کہہ سکتے ہیں. He said that we go to further stage, higher stage. I say to you that assume, for example, کر لو کہ تمہارے اندر بہت سی خوبیاں ہیں, کوئی عیب بھی نہیں. He said, assume that you are head to toe all good things and good qualities are present in you and there is no defect. So he brings another argument of the nafs and he now mentions the answer to it. Because he is high caliber wali and ummi. So normally the knowledge given to these type of people is quite, it answers many of the things which appear in people's hearts. Because it is really, their knowledge is based on ilham of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it covers many fashions. So he comes to the last stage now. He says, we consider, okay, then everything is accepted. Let's consider that you head to toe, you are day and night, you have no defects at all. Koi bhi aib nahi hai tumme. Sab khubiyan hai tumme. There is no sin, you are good. I don't know if people consider anyway that they are good. Jo tumhare andar bahut si khubiyan hain, koi aib bhi nahi, there is no defect, there is no sin. Aur dusre shakhs mein koi bhi khubi nahi, tamam ayub maujood hain. The other person has all defect, there is no good in him at all. And now there can be no extreme example than this. Because one person, they are both Muslims, iman to hai unme. But all the sins from qatl, zina, sharab, adultery, whatever sins are there, he is a kafir of all sins. And the other person, he has no defect. So these are two people. So imagine yourself, if Nafs says to you, I am good, his Imam Hazrat Ali Khawas says, okay, consider I accept that you are all good. There's every good deed you do, there's no bad deed you do. And the other person, every bad deed he does day and night, he's killing people, he's doing bad, and he's missing prayer, etc., etc. No good things he does from morning to evening. So the extreme example, one cannot go forward than this, can one? دوسرے شخص میں کوئی بھی خوبی نہیں تمام عیوب موجود ہیں جب بھی تم اپنے کو اس سے افضل نہیں سمجھتے even then he says I say you cannot consider based on sound knowledge and common sense and wisdom you cannot consider yourself better why کیونکہ قاعدہ شریعہ ہے he says شریعہ this is a principle of شریعہ العمار بالخواتین عمار کا اعتبار خاتمے سے ہوتا ہے that عمال the deeds are judged according to the end, what happens at the end, at the time of your death, or near your death. There is a moment, well and good, that everything is good in you. And the other person is sinful, okay. But he said that it is qaida sharia, that shariat mein ye qaida hai ki that you will be judged according to what you die on. Tumhe kya malum ke tumhara khatma unhi amal par hoga, ya taqdeer mein kuch aur likha hai. How do you know that your end also will be on these amal? Maybe something else is written. It's most possible if you have this thought, you are better. Most probable is that you will be changed. Because this is a sign of that this person is not going to stay like that. As soon as the shaitan thought, I am better, his decline began. That was all what he said. I am all good. There is all the Adam alayhi salam. Okay, he's good, but he's not good as me. He's not done any good amal. He's just been created. How can he be better than me? वो तभी पैदा हुए उन्होंने ना नमाज पढ़ी है ना जिक्र किया है ना इबादत की है वो मुझसे कैसे अच्छे हो सकते हैं? Plus the material that I am made with, I am made of fire, etc., etc. As soon as this notion came, all of his ibadat was gone into hell. تو فرمایا کہ جس تو کیا عجب ہے and maybe what strange is in here that جس شخص میں اس وقت سر تپا گناہ کی گناہ ہے that a person who head to toe is indulged in sin at the moment اس کا خاتمہ اچھا ہو جائے وہ تم سے مرتبہ میں اللہ کے نزدیک اعلیٰ ہو جائے he might have a good end اس کا مرتبہ his status might be raised with Allah سبحانہ وتعالی And many examples are Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, and many of the companions who thought that a 28 years old young man of Quraysh who is worshipping idols, jo butu ko pooj raha hai, is going to be Umar bin Khattab, the second best person after all the prophets. And the situation was he was worshipping idols. Witness sahabi the. How many companions who were buto ki puja kar rahe the? And then they became the superhuman and people of this ummah. Bas kabhi apne aap ko dusron se zyada na samajhna chahiye. Now I am not taking this covenant from you. I know at the moment you are not going to fulfill. But information I am giving you. Bas kabhi apne aap ko dusron se samajhna na chahiye. Never one should consider. At least knowledge to ho na aapke, that when it will be taken from you, you will have some background. Or I can at least point to you when I say that it will be short, but at least you can refer back. Bas kabhi bhi apne aap ko dusron se zyada na samjhe. One should not consider better oneself than others. Aur ye khyal kar lena chahiye, jis khuda ne dusre shakhs ko nek amal ki taufeeq nahi di, and one should believe and one should know that if the other person is not doing good things at the moment, Allah is par qadir hai, wo is par bhi qadir hai ki wo tum se nek amal ki taufeeq kar de. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recalls the tawfiq, the knowledge which Allah SWT has given you, He draws it back from you. Usko de de. Like from shaitan, tawfiq salb kar li gayi aap. Allah SWT, lanat ho gayi meri tujh pe. And the reason was very this reason, that he considered himself better than another creation. And now he knows Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He knows his paradise, he knows hell, usne dekhi bhi hai, fishte bhi dekhe, nabi bhi dekhe, he has seen angels, he has seen good things, the mal of the hell. But now, why is he not repenting? Why is he not repenting? Woh tawfeeq salb ho gayi ab. Barai aur azmat haq ta'ala shanuhu ki zaat paak ke liye zeba hai. Greatness and glory only suit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the servant. Not the servant. Banda ko aajzi aur khaksari hi mein najat hai. The salvation of the servant is in humbleness, in servitude, in lowliness. Tawazu asal ibadat hai. Humbleness is the truth of worship. Kyunki ibadat ghayat zillat ko kehte hain. Because the meaning of the ibadat is also humbleness. And tawazu is the kernel of ibadat. And this ahad continues on for some, inshallah, next week or whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits, we will complete this. But you have listened to just some part of it, or a glance of it, that what awliya Allah took from other people. Well, what type of promises? That if you want to be have salvation, if you want to be success, ke ye khana kha lena, sirf jo hai thodi namaz padh lena, and to compete with other people, other human beings, in considering oneself super and above others, us bande ke islah nahi ho sakti. That is against the very nature of servitude and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider no one exists, you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no one can harm you, no one can benefit you, if Allah subhanahu, without the will of Allah. So their existence or non-existence is really irrelevant. It is only a game for you, it is play, that when you interact with others, that how do you think. So there will be, you will have family friends, you will have relations who you have fallen out with. It is very difficult to say salam for you to the other person even. Someone has so much caused harm or injury or wound on your heart. But if you want to be a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the righteous person of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to become above all these relations and all these things. And then when you will enjoin your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation will be as it is not existing for you. You will interact, you will live, but it will be as that it is not there. And that is a state which can be acquired when one does go through the course of tazkiyah nafs and ihsan after the fourth, in the fourth stage. These states are not beyond the reach of human being. And that's where some of the covenants are taken, and a person is to be practiced, like you practice stopping sinning from your eyes, looking at any na-mahram, any film. Similarly, there are certain days or certain course are for these ahads to be practiced in order to proceed. But the good news is that whoever, any person who dies during the course, during doing this, he will also achieve salvation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if I send, look, if the good persons, if the bad people are sent back, they will do more bad things. Even these good people, righteous, awliyaullah, salihin, anbiya, if our bali is sent 100 times back into the world, he will still be a bali. That is his nature. You, shaheed, Prophet ﷺ said, the shaheed, the martyr in the way of Allah, will say, no one will have desire to come back in the world. Who does have the desire to come? No one from paradise. But the shaheed and the person who is slaughtered, martyred in the way of Allah, he will desire, oh Allah, send me back once in the world again. And I want to die. And I want to die in your way. Because there is so much enjoyment, such enjoyment is not even going into paradise. But Allah gives the shaheed. And Rasulullah also said, oh Allah, let me die. Let me be slaughtered. Let me be killed in your way. And resurrect me. And again be in your way. And resurrect me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you give 1 pound, I give you 10 pounds. And in akhirat, what you say about the person who gives life to Allah? What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you stop eating and drinking, keep one fast, I am the reward of the fast. What do you think about the person who has given his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One cannot imagine. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu alayk. اب اذان دے رہے ہیں تو عشاء کی نماز پڑھتے ہیں. Any question before we finish, anyone wants to ask quickly? Yes, please.
Only in respect of end. But yes, it is a possibility that non-Muslim can have guidance, the hadayat, and he might become Muslim at the end, you know, that, and you might become a non-Muslim. It's a possibility, many people have. Who has seen Ibrahim before he became Muslim, that he is non-Muslim? And anyone who considers himself is better towards this in respect of the end, maybe mine and your iman is not there. Because Allah is not in personal relationship with any one of us. To Him, all are servants. So, help wa ya Allah, that day is like, it's all Allah's creation. When anyone becomes Muslim or non-Muslim, or good, and deep down, the reason is the intention of the person. The person has good intention, is a good human being, right, sincere. Non-Muslim, Allah subhanahu will give him guidance. Because when guidance will come to him, he will accept, he is sincere. A person who is bent-hearted, for him, even floods of guidance come on him, he is not going. It is like the Buzur Ghanadin says, that if you put a cup in the right way, or the glass underneath a tap, it will, there will, in few minutes, the cup will fill. And if you overturn it, it will. Even the ocean is open on the a flow on the cup. It's not one drop is going to go inside the cup. For a person who is sincere, who is right, but he is not that guided, whenever water will come, he will be filled. So deep down, intention is bad. Don't play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't deceive, now try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are making shaitan happy, yourself happy, the neighbor happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, the nafs happy. All will not become happy, please. Raise your motto, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased, and then whoever become displeased, let them be displeased. And whoever become pleased, let them become pleased. Because it is a common sense, it is for sure, every human being cannot be happy with you. Maybe every one family, whole family is not happy with you. So how can all human beings? So the good and wise choice is to choose, I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whose hand is everything. ठीक है जज़ाकअल्लाह सुभानअल्लाह व बिहम्दिक व नशहदु अल्ला इलाहा इल्ला अल्लाह नस्तगफिरुक अज़ान दे रहे थे नमाज़ पढ़ देते हैं.